On the 18th of May, 1804, the 25th of Floréal in the year 12, according to the revolutionary calendar, the French Senate decided to entrust the government of the Republic to an emperor and declared that Napoleon Bonaparte, currently First Consul of the Republic, is now the Emperor of the French. The coronation took place in the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris, where, after being anointed by Pope Pius VII, Napoleon crowned himself in the Pope's presence. Vowing to uphold all that the revolution had achieved, he reasserted his claim to be the victorious representative of the triumphant revolution. After his coronation as Emperor of the French, Napoleon I commissioned a number of portraits of himself, clad in the imperial robes of state and holding the insignia of his office. At his behest, these paintings were then reproduced and distributed throughout France and its dependencies. Altogether, 20 copies of this portrait by François Girard have survived. They show how Napoleon viewed himself as one in a long line of European princes, his legitimacy resting on several different strands of historical tradition. While the laurel wreath and eagle scepter are a clear allusion to the Roman emperors, the orb was among the insignia of the Emperor Charlemagne, the founder of the greatest empire of medieval Christendom. The bees on his cloak, meanwhile, are a reference to the Frankish Merovingian dynasty, while the blue carpet decorated with the fleur-de-lis is a sign that Napoleon wanted to be regarded as the Bourbon's successor. The copy of the portrait exhibited here belonged to the King of Saxony, who was given it by Napoleon himself in 1810.